Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's January 14th, 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. UK listeners, get a load of this. Prime Minister David Cameron has an idea, especially if he's re-elected. The Prime Minister would consider banning messaging apps such as Snapchat and WhatsApp. That is, if they don't make their data available to intelligence agencies. And yes, you guessed it, his reason for this? The Paris attacks. We're going to play that terrorist card once again. He said that these apps provide safe spaces for terrorists to communicate and make their users' data inaccessible to intelligence agencies and government officials. Quoting Mr. Cameron, he said that, "Are we going to allow the means of communications, which it simply isn't possible to read?" The answer to the question is, no, we must not. Don't get me wrong, I feel bad for what's happened in Paris recently. In fact, I feel bad for everybody around the world that has to deal with these loonies, meaning the terrorists. But I'm also getting a little tired of every single time they strike, our freedom slowly slips a little bit more away. What say you? Email us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. What's on your mind about this? A nifty little thing came to Chrome users today. Google's Chrome Remote Desktop now works with your iOS device. It's amazing. You can now control your desktop computer remotely using your iPhone or your iPad. Yes, we've had many a things to be able to do this for many, many years now, but now we can do it the Google Chrome way. I have tried it out this morning. I got to say, it actually works pretty good. If you want to try it out too, get your app updated and get your remote access groove on. Apple Watch is coming. Well, duh, we kind of known that since last year. But according to the Daily Mail in the UK, it may be coming sooner than we thought. Beta versions of the iOS 8.2 have been sent to developers, which includes watch references. Some of the things they've noticed, it says it will link via Bluetooth and a special app on the user's iPhone. Other things the Daily Mail have apparently figured out is that Apple retail staff are expected to go under training for the Apple Watch next month. And according to the folks over at 9to5Mac, software for the watch is almost finished. Still no word yet on that battery life, but many sources coming out of from Apple saying they're still not very happy at all with the watch's battery life. Still apparently in testing saying they're only getting about a day on the thing. The PC may never die. Well, according to Gartner, the PC market never really did die. It was just kind of in a resting state. According to preliminary stats, sales grew for PCs grew 1% in the fourth quarter of last year to 83.7 million boxes sold. The U.S. led the PC shipment recovery with sales up 13.1%, which accounted for about 18.1 million units. In the EU, sales were up about 2.8% and around 1.8% in Asia. Kind of interesting, isn't it? We have sales of tablets that have really declined, and now we've got PC sales going up. Do you think people are reverting back? No, I don't think so either. I think they're thinking, it's time, it's been 4 years, let's go ahead and update the PC, and here in about 2 years, you'll see tablets increase, because it's time to update those again. It's called the cycle of technological life. Moving on to hacker news now. We should start having a segment on that, don't you think, here on the BTN News Show? Just every day, or at least once a week, just have the hacker segment. Well, hackers have come up with a $10 wall charger that's able to intercept anything typed on a wireless Microsoft keyboard. Yay! The security researcher claims to develop a USB wall charger that can eavesdrop on almost any wireless Microsoft keyboard. The device is called the Key Swiper, and it disguises itself as a USB wall charger. And the thing has a recorder on it, so it can record passwords, bank details, everything, really, that you put in on that keyboard. Scary thing about it? Yes, it costs about $10 to make the thing. Bigger question, what's Microsoft doing about it? In a statement, they said, "Yeah, we're aware of the Key Swiper device, and we're investigating." Let me translate that for you.
We don't know what to do.
Staying on the subject of Microsoft, mainstream support for Windows 7 ends today, right now as we speak. But don't freak out. Support isn't ending for Windows 7. There's been so many tweets that have been going, "Oh God, Windows 7, I'm going to have to upgrade. It's no longer supported." No. Mainstream support, meaning you're not going to get like those big updates anymore, like Service Pack 55 or anything like that, you're going to get all your security updates still. And that's going to continue until 2020, because that's when the operating system, at least according to Microsoft, will die. So you're thinking, yeah, whew, I still got 5 years. Probably you've got more than that. You remember a little thing called XP? It could be the year 2100 before we get rid of the thing. And finally, Flappy Bird. Remember that little game way back last year? The developer had a nervous breakdown. I can't take the success. He pulled it and then he put it back up. Well, that little annoying game is back, but this time it's not free. And you're thinking, well, wait a minute, yeah, it's free on the App Store. Yeah, it is. I'm talking about an entirely different concept of the game. Something you don't even play on your phone. I'm talking about Flappy Bird, the full arcade edition. It's a 300-pound, 91-inch-tall arcade cabinet that features a 42-inch portrait screen and a little red controller button to give you that Flappy Bird arcade experience. It will collect daily high scores and all-time high scores. Personal opinion here, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. A game, which was popular on a handheld device, which was free, now is a huge arcade thing that takes quarters? What is this, 1983? I can do that at home now. It's called AirPlay and mirroring and all this crap. And it didn't cost me anything. Besides, I thought this bird was already dead. Well, since they feel they need to go back to the 80s-style arcade for this game, here's an idea. Let's make a Nintendo version of it. I can use the gun that came with the system to shoot the bird, and that'll be that. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Thursday edition of the British Tech News Show. Until then, kick back, relax, it's Wednesday. We're halfway there. And thank you very much for listening. The Prime Minister would consider banning messaging apps like Snapchat and Snapchat. Hey, chap, what you got? Snapchat, yeah.